Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. A surfer has been bitten by a shark on the New South Wales mid-north coast in the fourth confirmed shark attack on the state's coastline in the past 48 hours. The 39-year-old man was surfing at Point Plomer near Crescent Head on Tuesday morning when the shark bit through his board. The Mid-North Coast Local Health District says the man was taken to hospital with minor critical injuries after being bitten by a shark at North Stein Beach in Manly on Sydney's northern beaches. Swimming spots on the northern beaches have been closed to surfers and swimmers for the next 48 hours following a series of shark attacks. Surf Life Saving New South Wales CEO Stephen Pearce says the rain means the conditions are more dangerous while sharks are known to be present.
The water is unsafe at the moment because of the turbidity and just the murkiness of the water. Do not enter the water for swimming or surfing for the next 48 hours. This is unprecedented to have this amount of shark activity of incidents in the 24 hours, and this is just one of the initiatives that's been put in place to try and protect everyone's safety in the immediate period.
Danish troops have landed in Greenland for a military exercise as the United States president continues his push to take over the Danish territory. His campaign is threatening the NATO alliance, of which the US and European nations are members. The Arctic Resilience Exercise follows a meeting between the Danish government and Greenlandic Foreign Minister Vivian Motzfeldt, who addressed the media in Brussels.
The most important thing about the meeting was that Trolls and I achieved some important things with regard to security in the Arctic. How many people can best provide for the Arctic in terms of security? It's important to know how to work with security there. This is why we are now carrying out various exercises.
A North American Aerospace Defense Command aircraft will soon arrive in Greenland for what the Joint Canada Military Organization says are long-planned activities. Spain's Prime Minister is promising to find out the cause behind the train crash that killed at least 40 people on Sunday night. Pedro Sanchez visited the site where two high-speed trains collided in the worst crash the country has seen in a decade. As Spain enters 3 days of mourning, 120 people are injured and emergency crews continue to look for survivors in the wreckage, a task praised by the president.
I want to recognize their dedication, their professionalism and their humanity. I think it's also very important to emphasize that we empathize with the job they have done and continue to do today in this time of pain and tragedy.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning Russia is preparing to mount a massive strike on his country in coming days. The leader urged his people to stay aware and pay close attention to airborne warnings. Mr. Zelensky says Ukraine is forming a new approach for its air force, focusing on short-range defense with interceptor drones and other tools.
This system will be transformed. I approve the appointment of a new deputy commander of the Air Force, Pavlo Yelizarov. In the army, he is known for Lazar, a special unit that operates and operates effectively. Together with Ukraine's Minister of Defense and the military command, a new organization for the entire component of this particular type of air defense must and will be developed.
And in cycling, Swiss rider Noemi Rueg has beaten the odds to join Australian cycling legend Amanda Spratt as the only women to become champions of multiple Tour Down Under races. Rueg outsprinted three UAE Team ADQ riders to claim Stage 3 and successfully defend the Tour overall title. The final stage and overall tour was won on the strength of two climbs inside the last 25 kilometres of the stage of the South Australian event. Spanish cyclist Mavi Garcia finished second on the stage and 11 seconds behind Rueg overall. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.